This video is all about one of the two support systems and how it works independently and in conjunction with the other. We're going to talk about the Oracle cards themselves. So what are they exactly? So Oracle cards are actually something called a lexicon. They are a vocabulary that spirit uses, that your unconscious uses, that gives you a language of pictures and images, symbol and metaphor that enable you to talk. So it's kind of like an interpreter, if you will, that has 52 special images that and sayings, etc., that open up a doorway to the potential of human experience. So that your Oracle card deck, when you use them, well, when you don't use them and they're on the table, they don't mean anything. They're literally a deck of cards with a pretty back sitting on the table. They aren't alive until you pick them up. As soon as you pick them up, you have 52 and actually 104 if you talk about them with the production in the protection, and then you have 5 versions of what is possible of them because each card has 5 potential meanings depending on what you're asking about. So you got a lot going on in here with this particular card deck. It's got a bigger vocabulary, if you will, than my other decks. Doesn't mean it's smarter, it just has more words. So this vocabulary is good enough for you to have a conversation with spirit. All right, now remember that the cards themselves show you your story in motion. They show you the evolution of your story in motion, and they take snapshots. So they're showing you what you need to know about any given moment that you're in the evolution of your experience towards becoming your highest intentional, or that is deliberate intention for your life, because that's the intention that we're using the cards for, right? Now, the next thing is these have a potential for co-creation. They show you what is possible. How is that possible? Because once you get going with the cards in this language and you start training yourself, because every time you use them, you start to train a part of you. And that part of you is your soul. Your soul doesn't speak English or Danish or Italian, or I know we've got so many people with Japanese in this course from all over the world, but anyway, the soul doesn't speak your language. It speaks pictures and images. This is why Oracle cards work so well, and they ignite something called synchronicity. They create a synchronicity event. So your Oracle cards line up this relationship. So there's you that started it, your soul that wakes up. The minute you got the cards open, it's like, boing, here I am. Oh, she's interested in what I have to say. And then spirit of the conscious universe, or the divine or divine matrix, whatever, also wakes up because now you are aware. You are saying, I want advice. Show me how to stay in alignment or how to get to my deliberate intention for the highest good. And then bang, all of a sudden, the language starts to get used to you. Okay, so in other words, you get used to the language, the vocabulary, and then they get used to you. And how they get used to you is basically the more you do this, the more awareness that your soul and spirit, they already know everything about you, but they have to figure out how to talk to you too. Like maybe you don't understand certain images. Maybe you're just going to deny them. So they're going to kind of work with the cards, and the cards that you need are going to show up. And sometimes they just keep showing up until you like get the message, right? You're going to notice that, like the same card showed up for me 3 days in a row. And this is why the cards work. So that's what I have to say about the cards themselves. I've got a video later coming up where I talk about how to get to know your deck. But ultimately, remember, this is a vocabulary. It's a lexicon. And it's a big one. And spirit's going to figure out how to talk to you. The more you use it, the more accurate the cards are going to get. And the more influenced you have on co-creating a better reality for yourself. Why? Because you have information. And then you have a choice, because also you work with your Oracle cards and it'll start pushing you to make choices that you would not make if you were sleeping, right? So let me summarize this, maybe with a different analogy. You know a telephone? Telephone sits there, pretty, kind of strange looking. Unless it's ringing and you're talking to somebody, it's just a phone. Same with a radio. Is the music still playing if the radio is not on? Right? That's a good, oh, I like the radio, right? So you're tuning into Soul FM. Every time you pick up the card, the music starts, right? You've tuned it on and it's been broadcasting. It's been broadcasting the whole time. When you turn off the radio, it doesn't stop broadcasting. It just stops broadcasting to you because you've turned it off. So you are basically turning a radio on all the time when you have your cards open and active and asking it questions. Radio Soul FM is on and playing you beautiful music. And these cards become alive because you ask them to.